Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. There are new details today in the mysterious disappearance of Saudi dissident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident, went missing earlier this month in Turkey. Now, a Turkish official tells The New York Times that he was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on orders of the highest levels of the Saudi government. With me on the line is Carlotta Gall, the Istanbul bureau chief for The New York Times. Carlotta, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you.
Can you remind our listeners who Khashoggi is and why he was being targeted by the Saudi government?
So he was one of the most outspoken critics, but the most interesting thing for a lot of us who knew him over the years was that he was well connected to the government. He had served in the government. He became a spokesman for some senior officials. So for us, we knew him that way. And then lately he'd taken up a post with the Washington Post as a global columnist and moved away from Saudi Arabia and basically set up in self-imposed exile. And his criticism had increased. So he was a real thorn in their side, as we see clearly now with his fate.
And you've been speaking to sources within the Turkish government, Carlotta. What are the new developments here?
So we've been following this day by day, and drip by drip, the information has come out. It was clear from the start, though, that the Turkish officials here were very alarmed, and they talked early on of his possible death. And now we are getting the actual evidence. We don't have his body yet, but we've got very firm signs from Turkish officials. They don't want to come out in public, but they're clearly giving it to journalists to publish that there was two groups of Saudis that arrived on the day that he attended a meeting at the consulate. He never came out from that meeting on October the 2nd, over a week ago, and these officials that flew in on private planes and left the same day.
These were Saudi officials or Turkish officials?
Saudi officials, 15 of them on two separate planes. They came in at different times that day, and they left the same day. And the Turkish officials are saying they were essentially a hit squad. They were responsible for killing him, dismembering his body, and somehow disposing of it. So the mystery remains. The investigation, the Turks have now mounted an investigation. They're asking for access to the consulate, which of course is diplomatic territory. So that's also unprecedented, but they're taking it very seriously.
There are some very lurid details in your story in the New York Times. Can you tell us a little bit about what we know so far about how Khashoggi was killed, if that's in fact what happened?
The details are gruesome. As one official told my colleague David Kirkpatrick, that it's something like Pulp Fiction, and that they even arrived with a bone saw among their equipment. We know they took several boxes and suitcases out of the embassy, of the consulate building, put them in vehicles. We know they traveled with luggage on their private planes. So it's coming out slowly, but there's some very alarming details. There is even one team to do the job of killing him and another team to clean up the premises afterwards.
Now, what do we know about how the United States has reacted, if at all? The United States obviously has close ties to the Saudis. Has there been anything from the U.S. so far?
So at first, it was a bit muted. I think perhaps for everyone, nobody was quite sure what had happened. Was this a case of a disappearance or really foul play? And the Turks, I think, have been keen to get international support on this because everyone knows Saudi Arabia is a very powerful and rich nation, especially in the Muslim world. And so everybody has been looking, certainly from here, from Istanbul, where I'm based, has been looking to the American reaction. And we saw a couple of comments from President Trump, but also from Vice President Pence. And I think, importantly, more and more comments coming out from congressmen and senators. So the American, I think, side is waking up and taking this more seriously as the information is coming out and it's becoming more and more clear what happened.
This is a moment in which the United States has made, you know, at least the president has pulled no punches in his disdain, I think, for many in the press. And that attack on press freedoms has actually, I think, extended worldwide. We've seen a number of journalists killed in Mexico. We've seen a number of journalists killed in the EU recently. How do we know who we can trust with these stories, Carlotta? Are there any of the actors involved in this Khashoggi story that you feel are telling the truth, are not telling the truth? It just feels really difficult with these types of pieces to understand where to look.
It is difficult, and not least in Turkey, where not only, you know, the president of the USA criticizes journalists, but the president of Turkey often criticizes journalists, including foreign journalists like me working here. But this is a completely different league from, you know, complaining about the press or banning press from working, or even here as journalists are put in prison. This is altogether a different league, because it's not only an act against a journalist who was clearly disliked by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for his criticisms, but to dispose of him, breaking international law in another country, possibly disposing of him in the country or taking him out of the country. I mean, it's completely a different league of what we have seen from coming from the US president and the Turkish president. So it's also really shocked the Turks here, both in government and in society. I think the government are really appalled because they knew Jamal Khashoggi well. He counted among his friends people who are senior advisors in the government. He had a great reputation because he'd been reporting for 30 years on Middle East and Muslim affairs. And so he was well known and well respected. And for him to end up like this is appalling to a country that considered him a Muslim brother and who pride themselves on their hospitality and openness to guests. So it's shocked people across the board.
Carlotta Gall is the Istanbul Bureau Chief for The New York Times. Carlotta, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.